It was like a plow going through that ground, stirring it up, changing the character of the soil so that it was ready to receive. Because prior to that, you could say, what? But he was like the path. The word couldn't penetrate. Nothing there. Now, he was there at the stoning of Stephen. He heard Stephen preach. He was consenting that that guy ought to be stoned. Stone him. Yep, I think you're right, brother so-and-so. This guy needs to be stoned. Here, let me hold your jacket. Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. I like this. Verse 17. For many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see. They desired to see the days that Christ, when he was on the earth. Many had desired, but they had not heard them. They had not seen them. And then he explains it to them. You know, they wanted to come and hear what he had to say, to reveal the secrets, kept secret from the foundations of the world. Because I'll tell you what, these ideas are pretty much New Testament ideas. I mean, there's definitely, God is in control in the old, and there is, but it's not explained in the very simple way it's explained in the New Testament. And they're very clear and concise. And the funny thing is, just because, you know, a seed is a simple thing, though complex, right? But it is not a gizmo. It's just a little thing. You throw down, it has a few parts, and it shoots out its shoot, and it grows. The Word of God is pretty simple. It's straightforward. It's clear what it's about. It's not subversive or deceitful. It's sincere. It is clear. But people's hearts, now that's where the muddiness, and that's where the things get muddled and where things get messed up. And in the world, that's where things are corrupted. But the word comes forth, it is so simple what he's saying. For him that hath not shall be taken away that which he has. And to him that hath shall be given. Very simple, but to many minds, that's not easy to receive. Because wait, that's not right. That's not fair. They have some objection based on the wisdom they've already received. And they are like the old wineskin. You can't put new wine into them because they can't receive it because it causes them much rupture. You know, the new wine can't change them because you cannot receive the Word of God and not be changed by it. If you are not changed by the Word of God, it will destroy you, spiritually speaking. It will make you unfit for the kingdom. We cannot receive it with a hardened heart that is not able to flex and change and grow as it ferments within us, so to speak. Verse 24, another parable, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants and the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field, and from whence then hath it tares? And he said unto him, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable. The parable of the tares. Now, in this case, I want to get the explanation apart from the intervening passages, because the intervening verses bear a direct relation on the meaning of this parable affects directly the meaning of the following statements. So, I'm going to skip down to verse 36. And read the explanation of this parable, the parable of the tares. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and all them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. It's funny. You know, Jesus spoke the parables to the multitudes as a parable of why he spoke in parables. Meaning that they're not even I'm speaking to them in these stories. You know, let's have story time. You liked my miracles? Let's have story time. A farmer went out, and he went, and he sowed seeds, and blah, blah, blah. And people are thinking to themselves, what is he talking about? Now, here in the gospel, we hear the whole explanation. And the fact that he gave it in a parable is a parable in and of itself of how that people don't hear. People don't understand. And he knows that. But I tell you, the explanations given are still inscrutable to people. They still don't understand, even though the explanation is given, the meaning of the explanation eludes people. And I see all the times when I hear preachers preach on parables, because they don't get it. They don't get it. The kingdom of heaven, what does he say? The field is the world. Okay, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. In the beginning of the world, God knows who the good and who the bad are. From the beginning. Because God is not some dopey farmer who doesn't know what's in his field. He knows. The devil is the father of the wicked. How do you tell the wicked from the righteous? Well, it says in the book of 1 John 3 that, you know, you manifest the children of God and the children of the devil by the works they do, by the sin. The children of the devil commit sin. The children of God don't commit sin. Well, that's just ducky because I've sinned. And so what does that mean? I'm a child of the devil? If you look at this parable and you understand that when the angels ask, you know, the angels are the servants of the householder. They ask him, should we gather up the tares?